Anonymous came from an image board called 4chan, and the name was used mostly for what you could describe as anti-political activity, was for trolling and pranking targets. And in 2008, Anonymous started to prank the Church of Scientology because the Church of Scientology was trying to censor a video that had been leaked of Tom Cruise. They threatened lawsuits against Gawker, for example. And then they started to debate, shall we protest the church, actually on the streets? And lo and behold, they did. On February 10th, 2008, there was worldwide protests in Australia, Europe, United States, 6,000 hit the streets, and a political movement was born at that time. Since then, it's undergone many changes. In 2010, they protested the Motion Picture Association of America, as well as the Recording Industry Association of America, for DDoSing the Pirate Bay. But what's interesting was that this campaign was organized by a different set of people, and that is what defines Anonymous. It's a little bit like a hydra. There's different networks and nodes and individuals who participate. But they really came to light in December of 2010 when, as you mentioned earlier, they hit PayPal and MasterCard after they stopped processing donations to WikiLeaks. And it was one of the largest direct action campaigns, DDoS campaigns ever against websites.